Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Daryl, how you feeling? Let's hear your opinions on last night.
I don't feel nearly as rosy as you do about things, that's for sure.
All right, well, go ahead.
I thought that was a terrible performance by Freddie Kitchens, and if he continues to coach like that, he shouldn't coach in 2020. That was an abomination last night.
Well, I'm concerned about him.
He wants to be blamed? Fine, we'll blame him because he was terrible. Horrible coaching job, and he wasted a golden opportunity for the franchise to make a statement on national television last night. I'm sorry, close don't cut it in National Football League. There are no moral victories. I don't feel good about that loss last night. Yes, the defense played their hearts out. They should have won that game if they had a better head coach.
I agree with that. I said if they had a vet right before you were on, I'm sure you heard, they had a veteran coach that would have won that game. I am concerned
Absolutely.
About him, but I was happy that you have talent that can play with that football team. You have young talent that can play with that football team. Aaron Donald was still Aaron Donald. You still found a way to compensate for that. You went after Todd Gurley. You held him to 43 yards. Jared Goff struggled in the second half. There were a lot of good things that you did. I'm not denying any of the responsibility of the head coach. The head coach isn't denying any of it, so I'm sure as hell not going to make a bunch of excuses for him, Daryl. I know it has to be better, but, man, I look at where the talent is. I think you're where you want to be when it comes to that talent. I think there are obviously some holes, but every team has some holes. I was so happy with the secondary. You can't call plays emotionally like that. I'm more upset about the end of the football game, that final sequence, than I even am at 4th and 9.
Yeah, I mean, the 4th and 9 call, I still don't know what they were doing.
Do you think there were a couple people banding about that he thought it was 3rd down? I'm just relaying the message.
Entirely possible.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no. Oh, dear God. Wait, Daryl. Tell me we do not have a head coach who can't keep track of down and distance.
You might have a head coach who can't keep track of down and distance.
I mean, Jim, there's a nice how do you do.
So you didn't like his explanation after the game?
No, I thought it was pretty pathetic. It's 4th and 9. You don't run the ball on 4th and 9. Even I know that. The sequence at the end of the game, 5 wide, no protection in the backfield, no threat of play action, no imagination, completely predictable. You basically ran the same play 4 times with the same result. That's just stupid coaching. Oh, and you had timeouts you could have used, too, to sort some things out, too. You left 2 timeouts on the table. This team is built to win now. I'm sorry. I have no patience for bad coaching and bad execution from that bad coaching. That's a game last night they should have won, and they did. They blew it. Week 1, weren't prepared. That's coaching. The Jets game, the offense looked terrible. That's coaching. I am completely unimpressed with the job that Freddie Kitchens has done through 3 games, and he was hired to win games. There's no honeymoon here, people. Like, this team was built to start winning football games, and they basically gave a game away last night, and I'm sorry. I can't be happy with that if I'm a Browns fan this morning. Sure. Did they play with the defending NFC champions? Absolutely. Did they look like they belonged on the same field? Absolutely. I'm not trying to take that away from them. The frustration for me after going back and watching that when I got home is just seeing those two glaring situations where the head coach of your football team clearly lost.
Dale Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, joining us on the hotline. Boy, giving it to Freddie Kitchens. What'd you think of the decision not to challenge what could have been a pass interference on the sidelines, where after the game he explained that he didn't think it was worth the risk? There was still a penalty anyway on the Rams, so they would have offset. He would have been given the down again if it went his way. Of course, if it didn't, then he loses a timeout.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that because there was a – I believe there was also a defensive holding on that penalty or something, and so it would have been like offsetting, and so you would have replayed the down, and I think it was 2nd and 9. That was the situation. I don't know that that was completely worth it, so I didn't have a problem with that. That one, he gets a pass on.
Okay, then let's focus in on the four plays down by the goal line, Daryl. Obviously – everybody in Cleveland today, it's easy to think of it today, but I'm sure a lot of people were saying it yesterday. I know I was screaming at everybody that was around me. Why did they not run the ball at all, considering they had 3 timeouts, and that was the guy that helped get you down there to begin with, Chubb? They just did not even consider running the football?
They didn't. They went 5 wide in an empty backfield. That tells me that they didn't consider running the football.
I'm sorry. That was a funny line, Daryl. It's true.
It's truth. I mean, does that give away 4.2 a carry, 8.8 a catch. I mean, I don't know. Why would you want to give that guy the ball?
Daryl Ryder joining us on the show. I'm sorry. I have to laugh at that. Does that tell you that he's calling plays emotionally? I think he's caught up in the moment.
Again, he had 2 timeouts he could have used to take a deep breath down there, and he didn't. I don't know what they were doing at the end of the game. I really don't.
Oh, yeah, they really did.
And I don't think Baker did either. And that's the thing. You know, I know the incompletion stopped the clock, but, you know, burn those timeouts. Like, if you don't get any extra points walking away with them, so burn them so that everyone can take a deep breath. You can huddle up, go over things.
Can you tell me definitively if Todd Monken were the one calling plays, they would have won that game?
No.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think that's necessarily fair. This offense that they ran last year over the final 8 weeks of the season, I wrote this this early this morning before I went to bed. Like, where's that gone? Like, what has happened here? And again, that's on Freddie. Like, that's why Freddie got the job. Okay? And we haven't seen a sniff of that in these first 3 games. Where's that offense that we watched for 8 weeks that got everybody excited, that got Baker on track, that helped Baker set the NFL record for touchdown passes? Where on earth has that offense disappeared to? Is there too much Todd Monken mixed into this thing? Should they, hit the undo button and take away that stuff and put more from last year back in? I don't have the answer there. But, I mean, those are the type of questions I'm asking, because those are the things that got Freddie Kitchens the job, and they're not doing the things that got Freddie the job. And that is extremely puzzling to me right now.
Daryl, he is very dangerous. He's joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Are you concerned about Baker? Where's your level at?
Yeah, I am, because he's not progressing forward. And you know what? To be fair to him, that was 16 or 17 for him. So he's still a relatively young player, and they've got to, help him a little bit. I don't understand, when you're backed up inside your own four-yard line, why you're sending your receiver straight down the field and there's no protection in the backfield for him. I don't understand that concept. Doesn't make any sense to me. Luckily, Baker this time was able to get the ball out. They got a short game, got out of jail a little bit, and all's well that ends well. But still, again, just another situation where they're doing stuff that makes absolutely zero sense to me. And listen, I realize that Freddie Kitchens has forgotten more football than I'll ever know, but, I mean, come on, man. If I can see this stuff.
But, Daryl, I mean, you just made the point right there. I think a coach can get in the way of even the best quarterbacks, and certainly guys who are trying to learn. I mean, you have a 3-0 Packers team right now. They had to fire Mike McCarthy last year. And I'm still concerned. I still am convinced that if Mike McCarthy were the head coach, I think over time it would probably not be good. But, yeah, probably last night they would have won that game.
Yeah, a veteran coach
even
wins
there.
That game. Yeah. Absolutely. No question about it. I'm sorry if I'm kind of harsh on Freddie here this morning, but this is why he got the job.
But I don't think that, and I agree with you, I don't think that he is putting that guy in an that guy being Baker, I don't think he's putting him in an advantageous position to really get the most out of him.
No, and that's kind of what is a little, frustrating about this situation, because they were good enough to win that game last night. This is no longer, well, the same old Browns. And No. This team's good enough to beat anybody, okay? And so, there's no grace period. There's no, we're just feeling things out. No. You're supposed to be hitting the ground running to win these games. I mean, a loss like last night, when we come down to the end of December, you know, could we look at a loss last night is what keeps them out of playing football in January. You know what I'm saying? So, and considering the schedule, Baltimore's not going to be easy next week. San Francisco, beat the Steelers yesterday. And despite turning it over 1,000 times, not going to be easy. I know Seattle lost to the Saints, but still, not going to be easy. And then, of course, you got the Patriots. So if they can get through these first four games, or I should say these first eight games, 4-4, they're in great, great shape. All's not lost with the loss last night against the Rams. Beating Baltimore, I think, is a little more important when you look at the big picture. But when I watch some things that happened in that game last night from a coaching perspective, it's awfully disappointing and awful frustrating considering how hard and well that defense played. And also, again, when Baker is not playing like the player that we saw last year.
Dale Ryder, Browns beat reporter on the hotline. How would you grade Baker Mayfield through the first 3 weeks of the season?
I'd probably give him a C. Average. He's made some plays. He's made some questionable decisions throwing the ball. I don't know necessarily he's seeing the field as cleanly as he did a year ago, and I don't know if that's because of, you know, whatever was installed this offseason offensively where things are a little different. And he looks like at times he's thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like last year it looked like he just went out there in the second half of the season and he just started to play. And now it seems like he's doing a little thinking. The other thing that I noticed with him, he likes to roll to his right an awful lot. And maybe teams are kind of starting to pick up on that rolling right awful lot. And some of those throws that were there a year ago, maybe they're not there for him now. But that's, I think, another thing, you know, from a coaching perspective that they need to kind of figure that out. Okay, Baker might be comfortable rolling to the right, but what can we do to help him out when he's doing that? And, And I got to go back and watch it again this morning. I want to watch the offensive line a little more. But, you know, how many times when Baker's rolling right, how much of that is a byproduct of Aaron Donald and Clay Matthews III and those Rams defenders? And how much of it maybe is Baker just trying to give himself a way to keep the play moving, so to speak, and he's just trying to give himself a better sight line down the field? Those are things that I still have to figure out. But those are questions, too, that I think need answered.
Darryl, we thank you very much for the time.
You got it, guys. Have a good week.
The great Darryl Ryder on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.